Hamas's surprise victory, along with electoral successes elsewhere of militant Islamist groups, poses a dilemma for governments in the West. In Britain, it appears to be prompting at least a rethinking of foreign policy towards the Middle East. A Foreign Office memo leaked and published yesterday in Britain's New Statesman magazine proposes more engagement with what it calls political Islam, specifically Egypt's banned Muslim Brotherhood. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London to talk about the new policy recommendation. And Rob, what exactly does this memo say?
Well, the memo is from a senior member of the Foreign Office Arab, Israel and North Africa group. And it is recommending, the main point is that it's recommending, as you say, more direct engagement, working level engagement with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and also recommending that the US and EU countries do the same. There has been an MI6 study within the British government that says that there is no direct violence that is caused by the Muslim Brotherhood, although some donations are probably finding their way towards Hamas and other people, and that really engagement is the way forward with these people. And by engaging, the British government may be able to change or affect the direction that the movement takes.
And that's the argument behind the change in policy.
That's right. I mean, it's part of the ongoing dilemma that has become very apparent in the last few weeks, especially since the victory of Hamas in the Palestinian elections. This memo, this leaked memo, says it's very much an issue of credibility, the credibility of governments like the UK and the US who are pushing for democracy in the region. And if you push for democracy, and in fact, the Islamic, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt put up a lot of candidates for election in the recent Egyptian elections. They had to stand as independents, not as Muslim Brotherhood, and they won 20% of the vote. I think it was 20% of the whole vote. And so this memo says the credibility of the UK is at stake.
Remind us, who exactly is the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, it has its roots back in the 1920s. It was founded in 1928, and its aim is to implement Sharia law, but it says through democratic means. It's very, very influential, as we've just been hearing, on Hamas, on other Islamic groups around the region. One important point, and one thing that has really affected how people see the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, is that Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two in al-Qaeda to Osama bin Laden, used to be a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so it's very much seen as this extremist group. And in many ways, it's clear it has links with extremist groups around the region. But as Linda Gradstein was just saying from the Middle East just then, it also does support the poor. It has a lot of grassroots support among ordinary Egyptians, and helps the poor and helps with education and all these other areas as well.
Well, has Tony Blair's government decided to move this way? And just quickly, would it be ironic, given that the Blair government has pushed to outlaw speech glorifying terrorism? And there is that history here.
Well, there is obviously this whole tension here in this whole debate. It clearly looks as though the British government is moving that way, although the fact that this memo was leaked suggests that there are some people within the British government who are not happy with going in this direction. One other memo that was leaked at the same time to the New Statesman is a memo from the British ambassador in Cairo, basically saying that the government, advising the government not to do this, and this will, as he put it, scare the horses in the Egyptian government. And he pours scorn on the idea that you can affect the direction of the Muslim Brotherhood by engaging it.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from London.